How long did it take you to drive up here?
Well, it's about 100 miles, so an hour and 45 minutes.
Do you often come to Chattanooga?
Well, we came here special for this occasion, but we sometimes ride up this way, you know, have lunch rides and things like that.
How did you hear about this?
One of our members heard about it on Facebook, and so we put together a quick ride to come over here and support our brothers.
And what is your group?
They're the Semper Fi Riders. We're a nonprofit corporation, and we have four core charities, we call it. One is we sponsor a Heroes Week for wounded veterans. We support Eldridge Children's Home, Tutvan Veterans Home, and we also support a unit called AMBUCS. They provide mobility tricycles for handicapped children. And so we purchase those to help those kids out.
And you're based out of Huntsville?
Yes.
How many of you are up here today?
We brought 13 motorcycles, so somewhere around 20. We have a number of people riding two up, and we have some solos.
What kind of motorcycles?
Harleys and Yamaha.
How long have you been riding?
I've been riding about 50 years. Yeah. And we have different age groups and different experience levels, but we're all believe in the Marines. Many of us retired from the Marine Corps, and we want to give back something to our community.
What did you think of when you first heard about all this?
Well, my first reaction is I talked to my wife and says, we're going and we're going to try to put together a quick group ride to come up here and support it.
And on Thursday, when all this news broke, what were you thinking?
Well, it broke my heart that anybody would needlessly, take the action that that young man took and just out of sheer hatred decide that he wanted to kill some innocent people.
What do you think about all this, the way that people are reacting to this, the outpouring of support for the families of the victims?
Well, it goes without saying that our country is a very strong country, and we pull together in very difficult times such as this. I'd just like to see us pull together in positive times as well, as opposed to things of this nature.
It does seem like it often takes something like this to really bring a group of people together.
Yes, it does. Sadly, but it does.
What are you planning to do today?
Well, we're going to support the ride and have a couple of prayer vigils for the fallen Marines and one sailor. And then after it's all over, then we'll gather and we'll head back and probably stop somewhere for an evening meal, enjoy our camaraderie and brotherhood, and then we'll head on back.
The amount of just flags and everything that's over there across the street, it's just kind of blown me away. What do you think about all of it?
Well, again, I think it's a testament to the strength of our country, and sadly, it takes something like this to bring us together.
Is there anything else you want to say?
I'm sorry?
Is there anything else you want to say?
No, thanks. It's just a great opportunity. I love serving the Marine Corps. I love serving our country. I love serving and protecting our freedoms and way of life. My 35 years of active service, I wish it was still going.
35? Wow, what were you doing for 35 years?
I was in the Force Recon.
What does that do?
I guess, as you might say, it's the Marine Corps version of the SEALs.
Where were you stationed?
East Coast, West Coast, Hawaii, and on a bunch of different ships.
So you got to travel around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like?
Oh, it was lots of fun. I mean, we saw some great sights throughout the world. We also saw some very disturbing sights where cultures take advantage of the downtrodden and the poor. And that'll break your heart.
How did this nonprofit get started?
Well, a bunch of us sat together about 8 years ago and decided that we wanted to try to do something to give back to our community, and we'd probably be better at it as a group as opposed to individuals.
Do you have a website or anything?
Yeah, it's called SemperFiRiders.org.
Thank you.
Absolutely, my pleasure.